It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome into the Wednesday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Let's begin with news up north for the podcast. Megan Daniels scored two goals in the second half as Coeur d'Alene Charter beat the Priest River Spartans 2-1 on Tuesday night at Priest River, and that's the Panthers' first soccer game ever as a soccer program. So congrats to the Coeur d'Alene Charter Panthers on their first soccer win ever as a program. News out of North Idaho College, Chris Sarbaugh, a former Gonzaga prep basketball standout from Spokane, will transfer from Gonzaga University to North Idaho College, according to men's basketball coach Jared Fay. Sarbaugh is a 6'3" guard, can play all three guard spots on the floor, according to Fay. And after redshirting last season, he will play this year at NIC and transfer with 3 years left remaining to play. You can read the rest of that story in the cdapress.com. This from the Idaho Press Tribune. Kevin Fields scored with less than 8 minutes left, his third goal in 15 minutes, to put Skyview on top as the Hawks boys soccer team opened the season by coming back from a 2-0 deficit and eventually beating Emmett 3-2 yesterday. Also from the Press Tribune, playing at season opener, the College of Idaho men's soccer team scored a late first half goal, only to see crosstown rival Northwest Nazarene answer with a second half score that sent both teams home with a 1-1 draw. This from the Idaho State Journal. With a dominating offensive performance, the Highland girls soccer team defeated Pocatello 3-0 Tuesday at Bannock County Field. Also from the ISJ, Century lost to Hillcrest 2-0 at Century High School yesterday in the girls soccer game. In boys soccer action yesterday, Post Falls beat Moscow 4-1. Timothy Mueller rang up 3 second-half goals for Post Falls. From the Idaho Statesman, Kristen Birch was hired to take over Timberland's head softball coach position Tuesday. Birch is a Boise native who enjoyed a big-time softball career at Timberland from 2002 to 2005, helping Timberland win its first 5A state championship in 2005. Birch replaces David Goodwin, who resigned after 3 seasons as head coach. News out of Eastern Idaho at Bonneville High School. The Bonneville High School boys soccer team struck first on Tuesday, but Madison struck back as it nabbed a 3-2 non-conference victory over the Bees. In girls soccer action in East Idaho, Bonneville and Madison came to a 1-1 draw. Bonneville hosts Skyline Thursday. Madison hosts Rigby on Thursday. Idaho Falls 5, Rigby nothing at Rigby High School. That's girls soccer action. And one more girls soccer score from Eastern Idaho. It was Aberdeen 2, Firth nothing. That was played at Aberdeen High School. Only 2 days left until the high school football season opens up in Idaho, and idahosports.com is all over it. We will be at 8 locations August 24th, bringing you the best in high school football coverage. Don't forget, the Friday Night Flash overtime show debuts 10:35 p.m. Friday night. We will break down the night of high school football like nobody else can, have interviews with players and coaches, and of course, up-to-date scores on the Friday Night Flash sports ticker. Well, that'll do it for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back tomorrow. The podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Wednesday. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.